Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. What's up? It's Vince in the Bay. And welcome to another edition of Free Ball Friday here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Testing 1-2. I hope this... I look like I'm getting a signal. Am I getting a signal? Check 1-2. Microphone check. Hey, everybody. Can you hear me? Artie's World? Brutus Beefcake? Cherry Bomb? Crappy Tires? Eric Rasmussen? Wait. Eric Rasmussen? Is that the guy that does the polling? Wow, that's awesome. We got the guy that does the political polling in the house. Eric Rasmussen? Is that... Wow. Fantastic. Glad to have you here, Eric Rasmussen. Who else do we have here? Goose Cream Soup. Hello, Goose Cream Soup. Good to have you here, darling. Another one of the goddesses, Mary Mad, in the house. Hello? Yes, there's audio. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for Crappy Tires in the building. The Crappy Tires, thank you for confirming that I have audio. What else? Who else do we have in here? Motormouth News, Op No Pro, and Wendigo. Rounding it out, early chit chatters. Welcome to the Artie's World is here. Cherry Bomb is here. Crappy Tires in the building. It's Friday. It must be Free Ball Friday if Crappy Tires is here. Good times, everybody. Well, it's Free Ball Friday. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, BTR has been having some funkiness going on. I don't know if I was trying to load my show page earlier, and I could not get the slideshow to load. Are folks able to see the slideshow? Not that there's not really anything of interest in the slideshow. Just wondering if things are functioning correctly here on BTR. If the slideshow is working, you should see a fabulous still of our good friend, what's your fucking name? Liza Minnelli. It's Free Ball Friday. Balls to you, Liza.
Balls to you!
Yeah, baby. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm not wearing any underpants. I hope you aren't either. If you want to join me, don't be shy. Call in. The number's on the screen, 347-826-7667. You dial that number, and then once you get in, if you want to talk to me, you have to press the number 1. I have several callers holding on the line. If any of the callers holding want to jump on here, just press the number 1, and I will bring you on. Before we get started, though, I have to inform you about the theme of tonight. Tonight is Free Ball Friday. That means no underpants. That doesn't mean you're naked. It means you're wearing pants or something, or a skirt, whatever, dress. Whatever you're wearing, you're not wearing any underpants with it. You're free balling, all right? Basic idea. Pass that around. And, yeah. And if you need further instruction, I've written a little song. Here you go. Check it out.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. We'll be right back.
monument in the park. It's the cock of a rifle. A memory in the dark. You try to keep it a secret. And now the world's gonna know. You tried for perfection. But then, erection.
I got an infection. Oh yeah, I got a boner fucking. It's the tenor like three ball right.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Really hope so. Oh. Oh yeah, the ITB up in this. 347-826-7667. Open lines. We can talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. Let's see who this is. We have a caller here that's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, blocked caller. You're on the line. Who's this and what's on your mind?
Is that me? I have no idea.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. Op No Pro, that's you. What's going on,
oh,
bro?
Oh, unfortunate for both of us. Really, you never know when you're on your show.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh. Well, thank you, Vince. Thank you. How are you?
I was doing great until you showed up. Things were going just fine. And now the new old fag is going to take over.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, no. I'm not going to take over. I called because I know the satellite's going to fall on your fucking head, so I want to hear it. I want to hear you get squashed. Cool as hell. I'm ready. Bring it on.
I'm sorry.
Vince, I always make sense. The satellite is coming in now. You got the radio show for the live satellite crash in.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, there's some sort of satellite issue happening? I'm not aware of this. What's happening? I've been away from the interwebs for hours.
So busy
minutes,
ripping
minutes.
People on Twitter. No, you haven't been gone. I'm watching your shit. So, you're all satellite is coming down, and it's going to break up, explode, and shatter, and they don't know where it's going to land yet. They won't know until it explodes, and they won't know until they...
Are you advising me to stay indoors? Is that what you're saying?
No, they pretty much feel that... Well, I don't know. I mean, things going faster than the speed of light yesterday, and today's satellites falling out of the sky kind of fucked up. Troy Davis, satellites in the sky, neutrinos, Wall Street, Bart, we're fucked. It's doom, brother.
No, it's over. This is it, everybody.
We're going to be sodomized or whatever.
It's been fun, everybody. I really enjoyed it. It's been a great ride.
Sodomy and
we're going out with a bang, everybody. It's good times, and I'm glad to share it with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I got Op No Pro in the building, holding it down. And I also have another caller. Let's see who this is. Area code 315. You're on with Vince and Op No Pro. What's up? Who's this, and what's on your mind?
We do not forget.
Cool. Gesundheit. What was that? What was your name? What's your name?
We do not forget.
Okay, so do we have somebody that can translate to Cylon? Does somebody know how to speak Cylon? Op No Pro, you're fluent in Cylon, aren't you?
Yeah. That was.
There you go. Yeah, Op No Pro, you handle this. I can't understand a word he's saying. Go ahead, 315. You're on with Op No Pro.
Welcome to us, and we never forget, we never forget. And I think it's partly a strain out of Bugs Bunny's family in the apple tree, too. Yeah.
We do not forget.
I don't know what he's saying, but I know what I'm hearing.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm picking up on the accent now. I'm picking up on the accent. Hang on. Hang on. Quiet. Just listen. Go ahead. Go ahead, 315.
We do not forget.
Okay, 315, can you do me a favor? Hang on. 315, just listen for a second. 315, can you say the word New Jersey? New Jersey. Just say New Jersey.
We do not forget.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Welcome to the show, our good friend, Shagney. What's going on, Shagney? Sorry, it sounds like you have a cold or something. Okay. All right, fine. Thanks. Fair enough. Appreciate the call. Let's see who this next caller is. Block number, you're on live with Op No Pro and Vince in the Bay. Who are you? What's on your mind?
You thought that was me?
No, I was talking. I saw you lined up in the queue, and I was talking to you ahead of time.
Wait, you hacked my phone?
Yeah.
How do you know I was here?
I have my ways. What's it doesn't matter. You're here. What's going on, dude? What's shaking, bro? You said you're gonna get vanned on the air. Are you going to what are you doing? What the hell?
Who knows? This whole thing is just random and sporadic. Who knows?
What whole thing? What are you talking about?
Everything.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, like everything, like what Op No Pro is talking about. The satellites and everything. Yeah, it's insanity.
People getting arrested for being naked, for writing on the sidewalk in chalk.
Shag.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second, Shagney. You're right. I was wrong. That wasn't a New Jersey accent. Let me go back to 315. 315, can you say the word about? Say the word about.
We do not forget.
Say the word about. That's what I thought. Crappy tires, everybody. Crappy tires, welcome to the show. You're on Top No Pro. And we're holding it down. It's a loosey-goosey free ball Friday. It's whatever you want it to be. As long as... Oh, and Shagney's here, too. No, ladies.
Where's Omar?
I don't think... The night is young, my friend. The night is young. Omar could show up at any moment. You never know. Go ahead, Op No Pro. You have something you want to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking about the movement, but... That's
which
all.
Movement?
No.
Which movement are you thinking about exactly?
The bowel movement I'm having right now.
Oh, that one. Could you please take that in the green room? Do you mind?
It's too late. It's out, Vince.
We'll get
it's
the janitor. Goofy Bone will clean
thank
that
you,
up.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Cherry Bone. Shout out to my Cherry Bone. There she is. Warriors, come out and play.
Join Anonymous in the chat room. No, Join Anonymous just tweeted me. And yes, we are in fact doing a little shindig tonight. It's Free Ball Friday. It's open lines, no holds barred, which is kind of what it always is. But you know what? It is what it is. I got Major Tech saying that he wants to talk. He's in a civil rights mood. None of you guys are Major Tech, are you?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Are you Op No Pro? Oh, so that's you, Op No Pro. You're Major Tech also?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Depends what it is.
Well, that's the actual Twitter handle is Major Tech. Somebody tweeted me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's
I'm trying to figure out who that is. Is that like a new caller? Because you guys change your – all you people have different accounts and multiple names, and you change them, and you use this and that, and it's hard to keep up with them. So I just presumed that maybe it was – you know, one of the many virtual accounts that a lot of people have, but I guess it might be just a new listener. Yeah, Major Tech, if you're out there, call in 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Lowell's Own, Artie's World, Join Anonymous, Evil Sexy Bitch, Crappy Airbags, X25 Princess, Shag Me, and a bunch of other folks who are tweeting me. Dude, this one guy kind of pissed me off here. That guy, Sam.
It doesn't work.
That guy, Sam Bone.
How do you say his name? Here.
Boney?
Sam Bone. Sam Bone.
Sam Bone?
Sam Bone. Yeah.
Sam Bone.
Sam Bone's not here.
No, he might be, though. But
Jesus,
he was saying...
Fuck.
Tried and convicted the Lulzsec in one tweet. I thought it was amazing.
That's what he does.
He responded to a quote, another tweet. Anonymous IRC tweeted a quote of Sabu that said Lulzsec was a proof of concept. And then Sam Bone responded to it, saying it proved that you can break the law, get caught, and go to prison. And I took a little issue with that because, they have not gone to prison. None of them are in prison. They've a good percent. Most of them have allegedly been indicted, but nobody's behind bars right now. Some people have some pre-trial restrictions on their use of the internet, but they're not in jail. You know, they haven't even gone to trial, most of these folks.
They're the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
Exactly. And so this guy's already got – none of the Lulzsec folks, not all of them have been caught, and not all of them have even seen their – none of them have seen their day in court. So this is like totally, you know – Jumping ahead of the horse before the carriage. You know what I'm saying?
Every day, the horse,
whatever. So I was dude, what happened to due process? This is the thing, though. Is like I think he can't jump to that conclusion just as much as all the other Twitter warriors can't jump to the conclusion that Troy Davis is necessarily innocent. You don't know. You can't say. You're merely speculating, and that's fine that he feels he can speculate like that. But you got to be fair at the same time. I know he's hating. He's obviously a proven hater, so he doesn't necessarily constitute a responding to. But I like to think that I've followed him and seen some of his tweets, and every once in a while he seems like he's got a head on his shoulders and can be rational about things. But a lot of these folks, these haters on here, the court of public opinion, it appears to be counter to what the actual court of law how the actual court of law works. You know, you look at Casey Anthony, guilty in the court of public opinion. Look at OJ, guilty in the court of public opinion, Public opinion and reality don't always match, and these haters like Sam Bone are going to look pretty stupid if these people get off and escape these charges. Like, all right, who the fuck is going with the soundboards? What the hell is that? Shagmi, is that you? Yeah, Shagmi just dropped off. Yeah, that's what I thought. But you know, do you know what I'm saying, Opno Pro?
Absolutely, I agree with much of what you're saying. But Troy Davis is not about whether he's innocent or guilty. Troy Davis is about lethal injection and assassination.
I agree.
The rest,
I agree. No, I'm totally on board with the anti-capital punishment. I'm totally on board there. That was my beef with that as well. But there's a lot of people that decided that they were going to play, you know, Perry Mason with 140 characters. And, and that's just not how you can't jump to those conclusions. I mean, you can.
No.
Obviously, it's a free country. You can, you know, you have you can say whatever the fuck you want. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
But make sure it's a measured and thoughtful opinion, and not just some knee jerk reaction. And that's 95% of what you see that comes across as commentary nowadays are just people's knee jerk reactions to things. And a lot of people don't think shit through. And somebody get that phone. What the fuck is that noise? Is that you, Crappy Tires? Will you answer that, Crappy Tires?
I was talking a lot about how our moral compass is so fucked up, I would never take a hike anymore. And you know, the whole thing about the freedom of stupid and ignorant and everything else, they have a freedom that they're really taking advantage of lately. There is so much stupidity and arrogance and ignorance going around. But at the same time, that's great. Shoot that dog.
Can we do something about that?
Kill the
mind?
Dog.
Crappy Tires, do you mind with the soundboards? Do I have to put you on mute? Is that how this has to work?
Yeah. Time out. They're kids.
Liza, what do you think, Liza?
Balls to you.
All right, let's take another call. Block number caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's me, Mario.
Mario?
It was yesterday as well.
Mario? No, who is that really?
Shag me.
Oh, shag me again. God damn it. Son of a bitch. I thought it was a legit call. I thought it was a chick. I thought it was a chick for a second.
Where's our Div? Where's Div? I haven't seen Div. Ever since we gave her all those
dude,
followers.
Dude, we hooked Div up last night, bro. We hooked Div up. She had 20 followers on Twitter, and now she's got over 100.
I know.
We gave her like 50 or 60 followers in about a half an hour. Oh, hang on. I got to get this. Hang on. Yeah. Hi, Mom. Yeah. No, I'm doing my radio show. I'm doing... That wasn't me. That's Crappy Tires' pager.
Crappy,
your mom's calling.
Mom, hey you!
I'm going to fuck up his site real quick.
Ooh, Crappy Tires? Yeah, please do. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join OpNoPro and shag me, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever. I was just kind of raging on Sam Bone. I don't know if he's since responded to me. No, he tweeted that a while ago, so
he's not going
to
respond.
I guess I'm waiting to hear back from him on that. But
I forgot to mention this. P-Scan 2.0 just came out. Check it out. It's pretty interesting.
The thing about Sam Bone. Thanks, Shagney. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yeah, I'm glad you got to plug it. Good thing you're plugging something these days. Anyway, Sam Bone is local to me here in the Bay Area. I was thinking about enrolling for his IT class at City College.
Oh, that'll get you far.
Yeah, that's hopefully I'll become an ethical hacker like him and be able to use my powers for the forces of good.
Oh, you'll be able to dox. You'll learn all the cool shit.
Well, I know how to dox already. All you need is a credit card to do that. Everybody can dox.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't need a credit card. If you think
you don't need
a credit
shit.
Card.
I meant a virtual credit card.
No, it's doxing is.
Oh
so
really?
Fucking
oh, what do I need, Shagmi? Why don't you tell me, Shagmi? Tell the audience how it works. Break it down.
How do you dox? Basically, Google.com, other offsites of that, which searches for a username, email address, or a real name, or whatever, and you just combine everything together and drop it into a text file, and there you go.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Now,
man, did you go
control,
to MIT for
control
that?
C, control C and then control V? Is that what I have
no,
to do?
No, control A.
Control V and then control C. Command V.
Control A, because it selects every text. Control C to copy it, Control V to drop it off in the pet.
Oh, bingo.
What do you hear then?
Bada boom. 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in. join me. I had a 415 caller that was just on. I was just going to the phone, and you hung up. 415, if you're out there and you want to talk, try me again. That was a local number. I wonder if it was Sam Bone. That would be badass. That'd be cool if we got Sam Bone on here. I would love to get more of the haters on, because there's a lot of the anonymous haters out there that obviously are, you know, good upstanding citizens. And okay, that was Major Tech that was calling in. That's what it was. All right, Major Tech, if you're out there listening, I saw you. I'm going to bring you on if you call back in. Yeah, I saw you on the 415. If you want to get in, press 1, and I'll add you to the action, bro. There he is. All right. Bing, bong, boom. There you go.
Cool.
Major Tech, you're on the air. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I hope I'm doing this okay. I hope you can hear me okay.
You sound pretty good. You sound pretty good. Go for it, man. What's on your mind? You were pumped about civil rights tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually only use Google Voice for my cell phone. I just can't see spending money for the telecoms when I can get it for free.
Amen.
Right? Hey, women.
Yeah. The only thing is,
I spend $45.
Your connection is a little spotty, though. Your connection's a little spotty, like it's a little hiccupy, but
right.
It's bearable. It's bearable.
Right.
Are you on Wi-Fi? Are you stealing Wi-Fi from neighbors?
No, it's clear, actually.
Are you
it's
hunched
not
outside
that great.
Of a Starbucks right now?
No, I'm on clear. It sucks, but I'm getting it for free, so
no problem.
Sorry about that.
It's not that bad. It's bearable. Continue. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
There was an article earlier this week about how OnStar by GM is actually there. They are installing OnStar on your car and tracking you.
More than tracking
without you paying.
Yep.
Right. They're listening. They're doing more than that. My father was one of the head engineers for OnStar. Okay. There are actually cameras on those satellites.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Know that.
I agree. In the early 90s, my father showed me pictures of a guy in New York Central Park, and they were able to tell whether or not he had used a straight razor or an electric razor. And he was sitting reading a newspaper, and we could read the print on the newspaper.
Does this stuff surprise you?
It did back in the early 90s.
No, it did back in the
early 90s.
Shouldn't surprise you in the 70s, my friend. You're just waking up. It's kind of like they say, you know, it's not whether your computer gets hacked or not. If you're a top corporation, it's a question of when you find out. No, you're just running late. I'm sorry, but the party's over. But there are some hats and blowers left, because this has been going on a lot longer than when your dad told you. It's not something that came from the automobile industry per se, and I mean you're certainly aware
of
that.
This was a government program to spy on
government?
People.
Is your dad
yes,
government?
He is. Yes, he is.
Which group is he with? You don't have to get specific. Is it three letters or four letters?
Three.
Well, okay. So
engineer for the infrastructures. My grandfather took down a lot of networks back in the days. He taught me what he knew, so.
The satellite acquisition systems have been...
No, I have a lot of history in this. My grandfather and my uncle also worked for NASA. I know a lot about, you know, what's going on here. It's just that right now, I need to expose this guy. He's doing a lot of things in the government that I am just not happy with anymore. I'd like to put out his name, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Chris William Rasmussen.
Okay. Is any relation to the Rasmussen polling
no.
folks?
No,
I had
sir.
A Rasmussen in my chat.
No, he's a Republican. No, that's me. That's me.
Oh.
No, that's
oh,
me.
This is your dad that you're going after?
Yeah.
Wow, man, this is like serious, like real life Oedipus complex being played out.
I'm kind of pissed off. In 2002, my grandmother died, and I didn't find out for another month and a half. And last week, my twin sister died, and I had to find out from a sheriff. He was a child abuser.
Your father? Wait a second. Are you saying your father was? Why do you refer to him as? Well, I don't get it. What's your problem? Where did you get this Oedipus complex? I don't get it. You want to sit here and out your father for things that he did?
Yep.
And this is the same father that told you about satellites that you're so enamored with in 1998?
Yep. He did
and
wrong
And are you
thing.
Not
he's,
related
he's
to Bill Rasmussen?
He's
not,
done
not
wrong.
Bill, the ESPN, that Rasmussen family, is that you?
No, that's not us.
Are you related to Bill? He's a partner of mine.
No.
I was just curious.
Well, distantly related, I guess.
Partner? What do you mean by partner, exactly?
Bill founded ESPN, and then he sold it, and sold it.
Oh,
down,
okay, that kind of business partner.
No,
got
no,
it.
No,
just
no.
want to clarify.
Yeah.
Want to clarify.
Yeah, business partner. And then we found a...
Hey, you!
So ahead.
Continue.
Ahead. I'm sorry. Continue, sir.
He went into the project specifically to design the cameras so that the government could spy under the pretense that consumers would get protection with OnStar.
Shag me.
Go on. What interest? Go ahead.
Shagmi, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Oh, wait, we got Crappy Tires back. What's up, Crappy? Yeah, area code 315. Area code 315, you're on the air. Who's this? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right.
I guess I'm not.
Crappy Tires is trolling tonight, I guess. I guess he's on troll patrol. Somebody's got to be. Anyway, I'm back with Major Tech, who wants to take down his dad, apparently. And OpnoPro and Shagmi are with me as well, if you want to get in on this. We're just getting warmed up. What's up?
I put up a link from ABC News, KGO, about how my father screwed over a bike company over a penny. I can put it back up if you'd like.
Dude, your dad's kind of a dick, it seems like.
Yeah, he really is a dick. The thing is, he centered his whole life around making money, and he didn't give a shit about who he screwed over. And I'm pissed. Because my sister died, and he didn't have the decency to call me.
Amazing.
Like I
sorry, I didn't mean to bring the show down. I'm just saying,
it's okay. It's
the
always
show
you know what the
down.
Show the show the show usually turns out to be a downer anyways. So we might as well just start low and then aim high. So it's all good, bro. I appreciate it. Crappy Tires is apparently here. Go ahead, Crappy.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you now. What's going on, Crappy?
Sorry, I had it set to my soundboard that I was trolling you with earlier, and I forgot to change the settings, so I figured you didn't want to hear my masked voice. I can make it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you ditched it. I'm glad you're using your natural God-given voice now. And what's on your mind, bro?
Well, first of all, I have to say that was by request. Somebody requested that I play that clip for you, the We Are Anonymous one. It's an old clip I use for other BPR hosts. So I decided to... what's on my mind. You know, I was just listening to yesterday's show about Commander X being arrested, or allegedly Commander X allegedly arrested. I don't know how many allegedly I have to throw in there.
It is Commander X. It's X. I have no doubt about it. That is X. The people that are saying it's not, we're doing it for a reason. Okay, Crappy? Sabu did not support topiary in the sense of saying that it was not topiary. Okay? He just turned the next day and said, oh, they got taupe. So there's a large group of people that's why I started the I Am Commander X campaign yesterday to just throw all that shit out there. X is arrested, unfortunately. Get used to it. Deal with it.
Check this out. That's the beauty, though, of this, is once these people come out into open, you know, they have to go, they got to go through the whole process and all that. They're going to be dark for a long time, but they're going to come out the other end eventually. And whether the end is sooner or later, who knows? But regardless, when they do come out the other end, they're going to have a fantastical story to tell, and the journey's just beginning with these folks, man. Like this is like some historic shit, dude. Like these people
certainly,
are going to be
certainly not beginning with X, but yeah, it's beginning. It's beginning. It's great. It's absolutely great. I love.
And
it.
I hope I get to meet him, and I hope I get a chance to interact with him on some level and get a sense of like what he is as an individual.
I can assure you he will be on the show, Vince. 100% assurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like when I went to the arraignment last month for those 14 individuals, you know, I got to meet a few of them. Some of them are very cordial, very friendly, very cool people, very down to earth, chill people who I thought were interesting to meet and get, and just kind of like I hung out with them for maybe 15-20 minutes, lingering outside the court and just kind of shot the shit with them. But it was just interesting to sort of get a sense of their character, because a lot of or 99% of the people on Twitter who are talking shit about these people, you know, never met them. All they're going by is the little press release they see the FBI put out, and everybody else cut and paste all over the fucking web. And then they see the couple of handful of pictures and maybe an interview here or two with a couple of just sound bites. And then they're like Sam Bone, and they're just like, you know, judge, jury, and, you know, fucking convict them on the spot just based on these few little tidbits. They don't know, you know, and they have the PDF of the indictment. Oh, big whoop-de-doo.
Could I go over something for a second
I'll get you in a second.
Not a problem. Go ahead, sir.
What I'm saying is, I hope I'm, because this trial is going to be in San Jose as well, in the same fucking, Northern California District Court. And so I think I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I think it's next week he gets arraigned, and I'm going to go down there, check it out, you know, just bear witness. And if I can, I'll try to meet up with the guy and talk to him afterwards. And I encourage listeners, if you have any questions that you have for him, you should hit me up. And this is something I kind of wish I did the first time around with those 14 folks, because I didn't realize I wasn't sure what to expect, and I didn't realize they would be so accessible. And I'm willing to do. I think that'd be cool if you had some questions for him that you'd like him to answer or whatever. Obviously, you know, he's going to, if he does talk to me, he's going to, only talk about what he can talk about, but whatever. I think it'd be cool to get a sense of what this individual is like as a character, and, you know, as opposed to what he's built up as by both his friends and foes. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Vince. Kerry, I don't know what the lag is between us talking on the phone and you commenting in the chat room, but I'm watching your conversation about, God damn it, even his lawyer is saying something else. Jay, I know Jay Lederman. Jay is the number one counsel for California and possibly America on legal marijuana cases. Jay and I and Commander X had talked, and it was Jay, who is now talking about X is not a person, X is a philosophy, okay? That's what Jay's talking about. And it would be unconscionable for Jay to say that that is Commander X when he's going to make an argument that X is an idea, that X is a philosophy. That's what Jay is doing. And I'm not trying to, you know, just push the fact that X is out there, but X is there. That is X, and for you to act any other way is not inappropriate, because people should do everything they possibly can to push the fact that they are as well Commander X, but I can assure you that what is happening is unfortunate, and what I spoke about last night on the show, that is X. And anybody that thinks any differently is can accept the fact that X doesn't exist and X is a philosophy. But that's X, okay? I know him. I work with him. I do things. He and I are significantly different and significantly close. So rest assured they have the person that unfortunately I wish never got caught. One of the greatest people I've ever worked with in 25 years. This is not a small met X last week type shit. So, no, it's a bitch and a half. And because I do help some of the people that were arrested, Vince, and I do some of the legal constitutional analysis, which is what I've been doing for talking to Mercedes, talking to Trivette, talking to Owen, who I work with. Owen's our administrator, a unique case. It's going to be a great thing that we're doing. And I'm very familiar with Jay, because I was going to use him, but I didn't want... Jay's only got one person, and that's X. Just like I have one person with EFF, and that's Owen. So, there you go, Cherry. And I'm sorry, but the sooner you get a handle on it, the better you're going to feel, unless you want to buy into the fact that X doesn't exist, which is fine, too. There you go. Thank you, Vince, for giving me the time. And I will put it together for you, Vince. In a second. Am I there, Vince? Can you hear me?
Or am I just totally hear
talking
you.
To myself?
Copy that. 10-4, yeah. Copy that. Roger. Roger Dodger. What's your vector, Victor? Shagmi, what do you think?
About what? I have a lot of things in my mind as of now.
Really? What would they pertain to? Commander X or what? Or something else?
Well, the whole thing about Commander X is... He did pull a lot of weight. He did do a lot of good things.
Absolutely.
Like, a lot of people see him for the bad things, maybe. Well, why don't you think about the good things he has done? Like, I've just briefly been going over looking up some of the stuff he has been doing, and it's just like, he seems to have done more good than bad. And that should be used for him, if anything. You know?
Yeah, well, I checked out his website. He was kind of sort of on my radar. I mean, I'm new to all this. I'm total old new fag. But I didn't really pay close attention to him, but he was definitely, you know, sort of somebody that I saw his name pop up and hear of here and there and stuff. And he certainly sounded to me, it seemed to me at least, as one of the pillars of the whole, you know, hardcore elite set of peeps that had both the, you know, seemed like they had the balance of technical skills and also, you know, critical thought, thinking,
yeah.
and they had a head on their shoulders. A lot of these kids have these, you learn all these programs and have all these skills and are all over the place, but they don't know what they're applying it to. They're just randomly they're like kids just found out that they just keep, you know, just reached puberty and they're just shooting fucking wads all over the place indiscriminately. And they don't know what the hell they're doing. And it's going to take them a couple of years to reel themselves in and discipline themselves and figure out what they're doing and, you know, fight for the forces of good and not evil.
Well,
but I was just saying, my image of Commander X was just sort of one of the pillars of these, you know, elite hacksaws. Of course not. You're not muted. Nobody's muted.
All
right. Jesus Christ.
I think
hey, we got Callista in the house. Shouts out to Callista in the building. And before I turn it over, all right, can people just shut up for a second? It's my goddamn show, all right? Shagmi, I know you're from New Jersey or whatever, dude, but you just need to learn to shut up for a second, right? I think it's time to do a quick little chat room shout-out. Some folks have joined us since we started here. Let's see. Artie's World, Beach Bum 55, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Tires, Eric Rasmussen, Goose Cream Soup, hey, baby, Halcyon, Jackal, Callista in the building, Lull Zone, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Op No Pro, Suze, Shagmi, Smithsonian, Wendigo, and Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags, late. You're tardy, Crappy Airbags. I'm going to go to the phones now. I have another caller on the line. This looks like a Skype caller, VITB Fanboy. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Vince? I got disconnected on my other Skype.
Crappy Tires, you're going by VITB Fanboy. Is that what you're doing now?
I just had to come up with a good name, you know.
Brilliant, brilliant. Brilliant call, Crappy Tires. You come up with all these names, dude. I'm perfectly happy with calling you Crappy Tires. I don't know why you need to go cheating on yourself with all these different names.
No. It was just the caller name I needed for Skype. I had to switch accounts.
Do you have names for each personality? Is that what that is? Or do you have a Twitter account for each personality? Is that how it's... I'm trying to figure it out, bro.
Well, I only have, you know, 5 personalities, and, you know, Jackal has about 15 or something. So, yeah, I don't have to change as much, but, you know, I got about 1 for each personality. Yeah.
Sweet. So, Crappy, you're on here with Opno Pro, Shagmi, and Major Tech. And do you have anything is there anything that we've been talking about that you'd like to contribute to? Is there something on your mind? What's your angle, bro?
I don't know. I'm just, I thought maybe Chari would call in tonight, but I'm kind of sad.
I think Chari went to bed, bro.
About 5 hours ago, I saw.
He's in the UK. He's in the UK, bro.
I know, but, you know, I miss Chari and the Crappies. Where's the Airbags?
Oh, Airbags just got into the chat room. I'm sure he'll be around soon.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, let's go back to Major Tech. Major Tech, you're on. Yeah. So I pulled up your story about your dad, and I'm going to read it right now, and then I'll have you comment further. Let's see. This is out of Santa Cruz, California. Think a penny isn't worth much? One man proved that wrong, and in more than one way. That's right. Chris Rasmussen got his daughter a bike for Christmas. It's the perfect beach cruiser for a young woman living in Santa Cruz. It's made by a company called Electra. Quote, I paid $399.99 for it, and as I was loading it into my truck, the owner of the store came in and said, hey, mail this rebate in and you'll get $25, he said. It was a pretty good idea, and Chris still had the paperwork for the $25 rebate offer, but when the check came in the mail, it was only for $10. So I called and the lady at Electra Bike and so I called the lady at Electra Bike and asked what the problem was, and she said, you didn't spend $400, you spent $399, I said. So over a penny, you aren't going to get what? Oh, so he wasn't going to get a rebate because he didn't spend over $400, I guess. So
right.
Chris contacted 7 on Your Side, which is the fucking Channel 7 news, and Electra told them that Mr. Rasmussen's purchase total was $399.99 and thus only qualified for a $10 rebate. We worked very hard to make sure the program guidelines were outlined and clearly stated. The rebate instructions read $400 or more, and this receipt said $399.99. But Chris wasn't done, so he went back to the bike shop and redid the deal. He allowed me to return the bike and then gave me a new receipt. I gave him 2 pennies and got a receipt for $400.01 and mailed it in. And he says, I got my rebate. It came in the mail 3 days ago. So you just went back in and tipped him 2 cents?
Yeah.
This is your dad?
Yeah.
Wait, your dad owns the bike shop? No, your dad, that's...
No. He bought a Christmas gift from my half-sister.
Yeah.
Who I've never met.
And he took the bike back and haggled over $15, essentially.
Exactly.
And he dragged Channel 7 News into this. I mean, Channel 7 News, we've been trying to drag Channel 7 News into the fucking Operation Bart scene. Michael Finney decides he's going to go help some guy get $15?
Exactly.
Your dad's a fucking asshole, dude. He's a drain on our society.
You have no idea what this guy is all about. Oh my God, if we had the time, I would tell
probably,
you my own
He's probably
bike
a
story.
Banker. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a banker that works for Bart. OpnoPro, your thoughts? OpnoPro? Do we have... Hello? Testing, is this thing on?
Sorry, I had it muted. I was talking to Kalista.
Good.
What do I think about the actions that this kid's taking? What do I think about the substance that he's sharing? What's the question, Vince? Just general?
Yes.
I already tried to explain to him that things go so far before his father that this kid is, like, dusted with the fact that you think your father is incredibly important to certain organizations. I don't believe so. I'm sorry to point that out about your dad. These are just things that have been going on for so long that you're discussing that the NSA has had it for an incredible amount of time. Your father's obviously with the agency, and if he is, then there's your three-letter word. So the situation as far as when the NSA picked it up, and pre-NSA, but you know, we've been there since 1933. William Friedman is the inventor of cryptology, 1931. NSA patent that never got patented until 2001. That's Friedman. I'm Friedman. Hi, how are you? NSA University is the Friedman University, my friend. NSA Auditorium is the Friedman Auditorium, my friend. So I'm just sitting here trying to, wow, that's cool. This kid, like, thinks his dad's pretty heavy. Your dad may have been involved. I'm not even going to speak to the comment. But the fact that you're here and you wanted to waste your dad, I don't think you did. Oh, thank you for something you think is incredible. For somebody who may have fucked up somebody for a penny. Hell.
No, it was actually for $15. Let's be fair. It was $15. He wanted the $25 rebate. He got the $10. He went back for the balance, essentially.
Wow. Well, you know, that's how that's...
Yeah, so it's more than a penny. Come on, let's be fair.
Objection, Vince. I mean, wait. Let me rethink my hold. I may change my answer.
You work on your answer, and I'll move to Shagmi. What's up, Shagmi? What are your thoughts on this?
It's like I've always been saying. Why don't the feds spend more time with their family? Why doesn't everyone spend more time with their family?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, if we just stop hating in the Bay, of course. Rule number one, stop hating in the Bay. Rule number two, come together as a family, okay? Perfect. And sing Kumbaya. Kumbaya is very important. Mostly, in fact, speaking of Kumbaya, let's tune in. As you know, we've been checking in all week with the protesters that are going that are gathered down on where are they? They're getting gathered down there in Lower Manhattan. They're occupying Wall Street, and throughout the week we've been checking in and with a live feed to see what's going on down there. There's been there earlier this week, or was it yesterday or the day before, the protesters linked up with the the Free Troy Davis people. They combined forces and began protesting just really intensely last night. And so now it's Friday night. Yeah, it's 1 a.m. down there right now. So God knows what's going on. Let's check in, though, real quick and see what's happening. Here, let's go cut to the live feed. And now have, yeah, there they are. Yeah, it sounds like people are still gathered, still chanting down there. Yeah. You know, this is funny. Okay, we get it. Yes, we can. Yes, fuck the bastard. Yeah. Right. Okay, cut it. Thank you. So there you go. You know, I saw a tweet on, I guess it was on Twitter, and it was the first demand that I thought actually had some teeth, and I thought actually was, Jesus Christ, this is actually something of substance, a demand. This is good. And that demand was that Ben Bernanke be fired as the Fed chief. Now, I'm kind of one of those people that is not a big fan of the Fed. I'd like to see the Fed obliterated. I don't know how it could be replaced. I don't know what the process would be, but I think I don't know if we necessarily need to go to a gold standard, but we need to acquire some standards when it comes to the monetary policy here. And I don't think, the current Federal Reserve regime is lacking in standards. And I would say dumping helicopter Ben Bernanke would be a step in the right direction. And I saw somebody tweet that under the Operation Occupy Wall Street hashtag. And kudos to that person who brought that up. That's a demand that's tangible and a lot of people can get behind. Trust me. People, you know, even the people that have been hating on these protesters, a lot of those people want to see Ben Bernanke go as well. So that's a good, I think that might be a good draw, a good starting point maybe. If you're going to develop some demands, that one I think might have some traction. I don't know. What do you think, Opno Pro?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that they need to focus on things, and I think that that's a good one, and I do think they have traction. But that's a pretty macro concept there you got going, you know? Just like Wall Street.
Politically, he's not very popular on either side of the aisle. So it wouldn't be too hard to get folks buying that. But I don't know, man.
You'll get him. But I'm just talking about whether it's going to be a successful short term or successful long term. I think that one's a successful long term. And I think that to keep momentum going in the beginning of anything, that we learned quite well that we need to do a lot of successful short terms in the beginning to keep the energy going. But I'm a big believer in taking on a lot of projects if you have a lot of people. So someone's doing a machine roll or something.
Oh, I don't know. That's probably crappy tires with more of his
soundboard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody's on. I don't know why you guys are being so bashful.
Hey, Vince,
go
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Crappy. Go, sure.
Okay,
yes,
so I'm reading
on
about this Occupy Montreal in the chat, and on Twitter there's now an Occupy Toronto, which is both Canadian cities, as you guys probably know. And I'm wondering if anybody has any details on these, because actually both of these locations, I've been to one of them many, many times and the other one once, but I know where they are, and I could attend some of these occupies or whatever it is, occupations of these streets if I had like details on them. But I don't see any details. There's no like pastebin. There's nothing. So anybody have details
on
the
door?
On each
doors
of the occupied?
Oh, God forbid there's not a pastebin. Like there are things outside of pastebin, you know?
No,
like,
what I mean is there's no like
mediums.
That's what I meant. It was a word that I used for no details.
It's kind of like wiki. People just throw the word wiki around, like it's nothing.
Hey.
It's like, oh, there could be a wiki for that. Blah, 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 blah. Wiki this, wiki that, wiki.
Hey, that's
all
it.
Right,
yeah,
let me take another call here. 111 caller, you're on the air. You just called in about 10 minutes ago. Who's this? Blocked caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh hey.
Oh hey.
Hey. How you doing, Vince?
Good, bro. Who's this?
Reefer,
yeah.
You're starting to get it.
No, I knew it was you, but I just wanted to make sure.
No. It's always safe to guess.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight, Reefer?
Well, I got like two things on my mind. One thing you guys probably care about, another thing you guys probably don't care about.
All right, let's start with the thing we care about.
Well, as you probably all know, CWN's like off the air. He's kind of gone for a while, if not forever. So, like the big one news kind of thing, like the big conglomerate is like syndicate for all the like real news sources out there to affiliate to is kind of like slowed really down. So me and Motormouth and like maybe one or two others that are still with us on it are trying our hardest to get it running soon, but any help would be appreciated greatly. Like if anybody wants to like pitch in with the like whatever, like donate hosting or help us get hosting, help us find hosting, help with the programming, help with whatever, it'd be pretty damn awesome. And then, like, the thing that you guys probably don't care about is that I'm writing an article for Frack. Frack is a pretty big, like, underground hacking zine. I'm writing on a quadrature phase shift keying, which I don't really expect anybody to know about. But if they do know something about it, they should send, like, whatever, like, they know, like, my way so I can make a better article. Other than that, that's pretty much all I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Yeah.
Good times. Well, hang on there. You're now a part of the panel. That includes Opno, Pro, Shagme, Major Tech, Crappy Tires, and now you, Reefer. And we got another caller here. I'm going to add one more caller on. This is another blocked number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince. What's up?
Oh, yeah. It's Airbags. What's going on, bro?
Not much. Just chilling out. Fucking, I found out my new prison is fixing people's ultra-fucked-up code. So I'm listening to the code and unwinding all the fucking offshore spaghetti that some dildo thought he could get fucking programming done for cheap by people in India for $14 an hour, and now I gotta fucking fix it.
Crappy and, life.
What else?
Could have got it done in America for $10 an hour. Shit.
Yeah, sure.
Here.
And I got some kind of bad news today, but my oldest son got diagnosed with Lyme disease, but it looks like they caught it really early. So he started his 20-day antibiotic regimen, and they're not even waiting for the blood test to come back. So that was kind of a downer. But you know what? Everybody on Twitter gave me big hugs, and it felt really good. And Twitter rocks, and I like all my Twitter friends. They're the best. Thanks, everybody.
Did you like the hugs?
I did. That's all I got for now, Vince.
Crappy
Sweet.
For life.
Yeah, crappy for life. We're missing our friend. Now we miss Shari Wong's because we need Shari. We have the two crappies. Now we just need Shari and the crappies.
Now, wasn't there a crappy Teabags in the chat a few times? Where's he?
There is a please don't encourage crappy tea bags. That's a troll.
And there's another one too. There's crappy tea bagger.
Yeah, don't encourage. Don't encourage those folks. Okay, they're built-in trolls. You don't understand. I've been on BTR. You guys are new fags on BTR, and there's tons of trolls on BTR that morph. They change names. They troll different shows. They bounce around. They try to blend in. They try to blend in with the surroundings, and you know, once you've been around the block a few times here on BTR, you start to sniff them out. And
like Fark.com.
Hey, yeah,
Vince, can I ask a question?
Gotten
it all. I've gotten a lemon party, all that shit, all that e-bombs, all that crap. I've been there, done that, over it. I'm done with it, and I'm not interested. Thank you.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
What are people saying about Cyber War News? Is that site going down, or is the primary?
Well, Reefer was just talking about it. Tell us about it, Reefer.
I just talked to the guy who owns that.
And what's up? He's going to go dark for a while?
Well, like, the thing is, he, like, said, he pretty much posted this big thing. He's just tired. Like, he's just fucking tired of everything. And he was telling me before he shut down, like, people would send him, like, just, like, they'd hack, like, one site, and they'd be like, hey, put me on your site. And he'd just be like, no. And, like, so they'd hack another site, and they'd be like, hey, put this on your site. And then they'd hack his site, and then they'd be like, hey, put this on your site. And it got to the point where he's just too
I think the concept of having a clearinghouse for all cyber war news is a great idea. And I need to stop posting other places under other pseudonyms because it's been getting me in trouble lately. So I'm down with the concept, Reefer. Let's try to hook up with some DMs. I don't even know if I follow you on Twitter in terms of getting some offshore hosting squared away.
Dude,
and getting an automatic submission
system. Whatever you assholes do, whatever you do, just make it simple, dude. Look at Drudge Report. It's just simple and basic, and it fucking works. All right.
I'm working on my new cyber news website.
Don't make it cheese ball, all right?
We're gonna need crappy tires in there. Relax, Vince. We know what the fuck we're doing, okay? Fucking relax. We know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah,
it'll be good. It'll be just like Drudge for you, nigga.
Have it be like the Reefer Report. Just a bunch of headlines with links, dude. Simple,
templating
basic.
Sites is really hard. I mean, I'm using
because you know I look at some of these sites. I'm not going to say the names, but let's just say the name of the site rhymes with barnacle. .su. These guys, I get a headache every time I look at their goddamn website. There's so much shit popping off. There's clowns and people dying and tits and there's this like every curse word you could think of. There's devil worshipping crap. There's just ads popping out everywhere for fake cop shows and all kinds of just sadistic crap. It's trash and it makes my head hurt. And I'd like to see somebody do like a Drudge Report, just a simple thing, no videos, no nothing, just links, dude. Just give me headlines and links, and you know, give
Vince,
me a.
There's an app
know,
for that.
Me,
Vince,
what?
There's an app for that. There's an app for that. You need to get an iPad, an iPhone, something like that. There's an app for that.
You shouldn't have to though. You should just be able to like you know
Vince,
go and do what
iPhone.
You fucking want.
There's an app for that.
You
hey, Reefer.
Like, oh, I'll do whatever I want.
It's
yeah.
called Pulse News.
It's called what?
The app for that is called Pulse News. I use it. I use it all day.
Well, I was thinking, like, on this site, there's going to be two main ways to, like, look up info. One, you'd have kind of like a world map, and other way, you'd be having, like, a calendar kind of thing, like, hey, this was posted this day, these were posted this day, these were posted this way. You just, like, you know, go down and like, oh, I want to like see what was like posted on like last Wednesday. Fucking, there you go. And for the most part, that works just like how Vince was like ranting about. Like, it'd be pretty simple for like the calendar one. The other one would be kind of more like if you're tuned into like if you want to see just what's going on in Iran lately, you go click on fucking Iran, and then there you go.
But
yeah,
that's
the
deal.
Balls to you, bro. Balls to you. Yeah. Jesus, crappy tires. Are you okay, man?
I'm fine. My stupid microphone fell over.
Yeah, you gotta get yourself situated there, bro.
Sitting on it.
Get it.
It's a $100 studio microphone, but I can never get it set up right.
Do you ever sit still for like more than 10 seconds, maybe?
It's probably about 30.
30 seconds is the longest you can sit still, huh? How do you do a radio show? How is it possible? You do your own goddamn radio show. I don't know how you sit
through
it.
I actually do a video show, too, where I'm on video. I did one tonight. And I move around on my chair. It's like one of those nice rolly.
You should. Do you do track or anything like that? Do you do any sports?
I bike 24K a day.
That's it. Only 24. You gotta do at least 48. At least 48.
Yeah, I do about over 9,000 a day too.
No.
Yeah. Well.
It's over 9,000.
You know, but yeah.
Balls to you.
Balls to
you.
Play
Friday. It's Friday. I think you should be playing some Friday. It's actually Saturday morning here. It's 1:15 a.m. But anyway.
Oh, you fucking kids and your Friday bullshit. No, I'm not playing no fucking Friday. Oh, you want Friday? Fine, I'll play your Friday. Here, have some Friday. Ready? Fine. This is what you want. This is what you get. Have some Friday. Bite me.
Bite me. That's not Friday.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. Gotta give me some life, bitch. Back up.
Yeah. Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a Rimbal Costi.
Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking JFVITB for life. Holding it down for another 40 minutes. hey, let's bring in the let's do some more shout outs here before we get back into it with the panel. We got a great panel going on. But let's get the Vince in the Bay Orchestra kicked in here. Go ahead, guys. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, motherfuckers. VITB Orchestra in the house. Steve Wireman on guitar. Booyah on the bass. Hugh Jackson on the drums. And Mike on the keyboards. Holding me down while I say hello to everybody in the chat room and on Twitter. Let's see, who we got here? Some ghetto Oakland funk holding me down. Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Crappy Tires, East Coast, Eric Rasmussen. Sorry, sorry about your dad, Eric Rasmussen. But glad to have you here. Ghost Zero in the building. Shouts out to Ghost Zero. Goose Cream Soup. Hey, darling. Goose Cream Soup in the building. Several guest listeners holding it down, laying low in the cut. Also, we have Halcyon in the building. Jackal Anon in the house, laying low in the cut. Also, we have Join Anonymous One in the building. Old friend of the show, Callista, back in the house. Good to see Callista in the building. Lowell's Owen in the house. Mary Mad, another goddess in the building. Mobius Anon. Thank you for joining the party, Mobius Anon. Motormouth News in the building. Always a pleasure and honor. I didn't see a T-minus anything yet, so I think we're pretty... I think we're good. I think we are... T5... Minute to what? No. Crappy Tires, that's not right. T5 minutes is not right. The scroll-a-thon happens towards the end of the show. Yeah, correct. Motormouth calls the scroll-a-thons. Op No Pro in the house. Reefer in the building. Sue's. All right, you got to help me out with this again. What is it? Suzeski. Suzeski. Carl Barks in the building. Where the fuck do you come from, Carl Barks? Carl Barks, out of left field, joining the old school troll here on BTR. Carl Barks in the building. Shagney, you gotta simmer down, Shagney. Alright, you know what? That's it. Shagney is got 2 minutes, Shagney, 2 minutes for scrolling hack. It's not cool, dude. 2 minutes, shag me. in the penalty box for scrolling. once again, I don't know if you paid attention. I said we just pretty much indicated Motormouth News calls the scroll-a-thons, and he did not call a scroll-a-thon. So your timeout, 2 minutes, Shagmy, 2 minutes. Old school, yeah, Karl Barks, old school BTR troll holding it down. Smithsonian Anon in the building. And Wendigo. Rounding it out there. Good times, everybody. Thank you for your contribution in the chat room. And also, people on Twitter, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay, or retweet the show. Z Cleaver's shouting me out. Let's see, who else is tweeting me? Z Cleaver, XN Sound Studio, Crappy Tires, Anon, North Carolina 2, Your Anon News, Quickset Zero, Mobius Anon, Major Tech, Artie's World, Lull's Own, Join Anonymous, Evil Sexy Bitch, Crappy Airbags. Good times. Thanks for tweeting the show, people. Really appreciate it. Yeah, let's go back to our panel now. We got Op No Pro leading things off. What's up, not Op No Pro?
Just trying to listen to the show. It's a wild one. Good. I hear the satellites over Seattle. Anybody get hit?
Oh, I was gonna get to that. That's right. This is out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. A 6-ton NASA satellite on a collision course with Earth clung to space Friday, apparently flipping position in its ever lower orbit, installing its death plunge. The old research spacecraft was targeted to crash through the atmosphere sometime Friday night or early Saturday, putting Canada and Africa in the potential crosshairs, although most of the satellite should burn up during reentry. The United States wasn't entirely out of the woods. The possible strike zone skirted Washington State. Blah, 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 blah.
That's where I think it is right now, Vince. I think it's right.
All right, that's right by me. You know what I should do? I should pack up the family truckster and drive up there and cover it for you folks.
Yeah.
Right. All right, I have Shagmy's back with me. Shagmy, are you still here? Have you been have they come for you yet?
I'm still here.
That's too bad. Major Tech is with us. Major Tech, and first time caller, I presume, tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Major Tech, is your sister around? Does she want to comment on this?
No, she's dead.
She's dead?
Oh. No, she died.
Wow. How is that not in the news story?
No, that was the point, was that a bunch of my relatives die and my father can't pick up the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Reefer, you're back. Crappy Tires is back. Crappy Airbag is back.
Excuse me, Vince.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd actually like to talk about the Wall Street protest.
Oh, yeah, please. By all means,
that's okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. My opinion, and it's simply my opinion, I was part of the Op Bart protest. My opinion was that it was started on the wrong day. It should have been started on Monday. When it would have...
It was on Monday. It's been on every Monday for the last five days or
six months. No. The Wall Street.
Oh, the Wall Street. Yeah.
Wall Street. It should have started...
Maybe they thought they were going to catch him off guard. They show up Saturday and just will be there already over the weekend, bro.
Yeah, it didn't really quite work. And the folks here in San Francisco, they just weren't where they needed to be. They were just off of the financial district. They weren't, you know, they should. It needs to be it needs to be coordinated a lot better. I would have been completely down with it. It came off as this sort of hippie kind of, you know, I don't know.
Fuck the hippies.
Hippie hipsterdom. Yeah,
it's like hipster.
It's all the kids that couldn't, the trust fund babies or whatever, the friends of the trust, the hanger-ons. Crappy Tires.
Exactly.
Do you mind?
I
want. both in the fucking barn?
No, I no.
Okay,
no, I walked right. No, on Saturday I walked right past them, and I didn't want to hear anything about it. I, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like right down the street when they protest Scientology. It,
oh,
you know,
no.
it's not coordinated. It's just
no.
They need to get their crap together.
Oh
yeah,
man, is Paula Abdul available? Maybe
that's
we
why,
can
that's
get
why
her.
I was encouraged by this one guy that suggested going after Ben Bernanke. I was like, Jesus, finally they come up with something. All right, I got another caller. Let's see who this is. Block number. Who's this caller? You just called in.
Dick Butt.
Dick Butt.
Oh, that was funny.
Dick Butt.
It's on you.
Hey, Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
So, whoever was talking, they've touched on one of the...
No, let him talk, everybody. It's Scrappy. It's Airbags. He's cool. He's cool. He's an old fag. He's good. Yeah, see, they're cool. Go ahead, Airbags.
No, I just want to... I don't know who the other caller was that was talking, but they've touched on one of the key facets of why anonymous-based activism, when it comes to physical action... is very difficult, and it's because of the anonymous nature itself. You can't have a leader, you can't coordinate if everyone's anonymous. Now I know that it happens in little micro bits, so two or three people know each other, or five or six people know each other. But I think to get that kind of organization, you have to get people who completely stay on the side of the law, where they have no fear of law enforcement whatsoever, and they can be organizers, and they don't do
That's
anything
right.
else. I think Op No Pro might agree with that.
Balls
Absolutely.
To you.
So
that's why
that whole thing
also,
we were talking about. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying that, you know, I always say in the Ops that a little bit of transparency is necessary in order to reach true anonymity, and that's what I'm talking about. You have to put yourself out for a while before you go dark. And that's all it's about, is being able to run these operations to the ground. So, you know, that's it. You know, you can only do so much. But
so that's what sparked my interest in the whole cyber war news consolidation, is because it's a very valuable service, and it's on the right side of the law, and it can also serve as that point of coalescence, if that's even a fucking word. And so that's where I want to start pouring some of my energy in. I did a little bit of development, and I'm ready to do a little bit more for the cause, and that's where I want to focus my energy.
Yeah.
Balls to you.
That was that you talking crappy, Airbags?
Yeah.
Theory and I were working on tarp dams and getting the whole thing set up in the beginning with Alma, we wanted to really build a division that had a lot to do with just moving from op to up, you know, as you're talking about the informational unit. And so we really wanted to be able to supply as much information as we could to the seven other organizations that we were working directly with on the ground, that we're doing the caravan from Frisco to Washington, D.C. for September 3rd, and then build it really well there, which we did grab some pieces that you saw that we consistently reuse, which is the radio, the reference radio that we have that's broadcasting the BART where the cops are, and we used it in New York, and we use it in Washington, D.C. You're
that's the tinfoil hat rig, right?
It's the one that we are doing the actual broadcast radio of the police station. We're broadcasting what they're saying and getting it through Twitter to the accounts. You've been watching that, the radio station? It's just a live radio feed of the cops network.
Some of that. I actually have done some pretty deep research on trunked radio systems and digital trunked radio systems. Mm-hmm. They're county-based for LEOs and for safety, in terms of it's good to know how those things work in case you ever need to enable or disable them.
Sure. I came close with that in Libya situation. We did that when we had to take over the satellite facility and upload
right.
a bunch.
Speaking of taking over things, it looks like my chat room has been taken over by goddamn gay club fucking manager. Everybody's it's like, who is it? Fruit Bowl Friday? Did I miss the memo? Is it gay and transgender Friday? Did I miss something? It's supposed to be Free Ball Friday. It's not Fruit Loop Friday. I have Fruity Tuesday. I do that. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Whatever. I'm in San Francisco. It's Bay Area. Oh yeah, it's upside down. Upside down Russian text for the next 2 minutes. Upside down Russian text only for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah,
upside down,
monitor, right?
Upside down pink Russian text for the next 2 minutes. Upside down pink Russian text for the next 2 minutes on Twitter as well. Upside down pink Russian
so
text.
So distracted from my diaphragms.
Somebody give me some upside down pink Russian text. Does it say anything? Nice. Just say,
tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
No, it's drunk upside down.
Drunk too, yeah. You know, I was thinking about my show caters not only to Anonymous, but also Alcoholics Anonymous. It's kind of where the two meet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that 13th.
Where
yeah,
are the drunk people?
One.
I'm just waiting for the drunk people to come. Nobody's drunk on the panel right now, right?
Hang
on.
I am.
Muffins are done. Hang on. Let me get this.
That's like an old payphone in his house.
Yeah. That's when the vibrator bed in the hotel needs another quarter. He's got that little alarm thing going.
Oh.
And then he just sleeps face down when he puts the quarters in. It's really fucking crazy. I don't know why he does it. Cuts a little hole in his mattress, puts the quarter in there.
And then he just watches the Cosby Show.
Hey, the sweater's fit. If the sweater fits, wear it. You know what I mean? All right, everybody. We're going to take a pause for a moment and pause for another classic moment in MSNBC history. Let's go. It's time for another Al Sharpton moment with the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Cool.
That guy is...
of whether the country begins in the state of Wisconsin a national drive to push back, or whether we have more to go to build a movement of resistance. But resist we much. We must and we will much about that be committed.
Once again, this has been an Al Sharpton moment, a great moment in MSNBC history with Al Sharpton. And now back to our regular scheduled programming, Vince in the Bay, Free Ball Friday.
Hey, right. Michael Spink's brother won the fight.
So OpNoPro, tell me about Commander X. He was a good guy. He meant well.
He still is. Wait a second. You're in past tense.
A valiant warrior on the front lines, and we've been commemorating him here. And if you want to join us, 347-826-7667, and we got about 20 minutes to go.
Al Sharpton couldn't pronounce a word.
Upside down Russian pink Russian text. Upside down. Oh my God! It's fucking. They're fruiting it up in the goddamn chat room right now. Are you guys looking at this?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
All right. Fruit it up here.
It's like a crystal fire.
Oh shit!
Stop looking at
Russian gloves. I love it.
No justice, no peace. Disband the Bud Police.
All right, that's it. Okay, everybody's mic is hot. Go ahead. Just go nuts.
Put some Filipino in that.
Fine. We got. We'll just vamp it up. You guys just fruit it out. Let me put some music on, and you can just go nuts. Go ahead, Crappy. You're live. We're missing Shari Wong. We need the lead man, but it's okay. Let's deal with the crappies.
So,
That's right. Pink upside down Russian text is victorious. Oh my God! How did Bob Bobbington get muted? All right, go ahead, Bob Bobbington. Go for it. Very mad. How did you get muted?
This is gay as fuck, man.
In the chat room right now here, this is like visual representation of what it's like to live in the People's Republic of San Francisco.
Ah, dude,
where'd you find this shit?
No justice, no book. 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 No justice.
Oh, yeah. The ICB for life, yutches.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Kumbaya. 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 Kumbaya.
So,
masturbating, my lord.
Gay club. My chat room is a visual representation of a San Francisco gay club. All right? That's the future of America. That's RuPaul America. RuPauling it up, as Ghost would say in the chat room. Shag me, guys. Got to cancel this again.
Hey.
Ghost Zero. Got to cancel your computer. Not bad.
It's fapping music.
It's gross, dude. It's a fucking scroll-a-thon way too early, but here it is. It just morphed into it. I don't know how it happened. Whatever. Just
you let it. Yeah. Oh, Lucy. Lucy Ford.
There it is. Okay, so the upside-down pink text is... pink Russian text is nullified. Okay, you guys, quit it. Come on, seriously. This is ridiculous. Let's get back with the show. There's some people that probably actually want to communicate in the chat room. I apologize to those folks. Don't make me have to institute chat room martial law, because then it's just not cool. All right, we can cut the scroll-a-thon. Seriously, let's get back to the show. We got 15 minutes to go. I've got Shagney here. I got Major Tech with me. I got Reefer. I got Crappy Airbags, and I got Op No Pro. We're holding it down. Shouts out to everybody tuning in. Can we seriously just kind of like simmer down in the chat room? Yeah, you don't have to do upside down pink gay fruity text anymore.
Nope, that's going to bring it. Hey, Ghost.
God damn it, would you kids stop that fucking shit?
Oh, that was nothing compared to what Ghost puts up with. I mean, I had about 30, almost upwards of 30 users at any one time. Ghost has like 500 users at any one time.
Let's
and they're just as gnarly, if not gnarlier. But you guys, that was badass, though. For 26 viewers now, Listeners, that was pretty badass. I took a screen cap of that. I'm bouncing video right now, dubbing it right now. That was pretty fucking badass, though. Shouts out to everybody who's doing that. Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Sherry Bomb, Crappy Airbag, Cyber War News. I thought you retired. What the fuck? East Coast, Eric Rasmussen, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Jackal Anon, Join Anonymous One, Callista, Lowell's Own, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Op No Pro, Robert Pavo, Suze Blah Blah Blah, Shagmi. How did Shagmi get muted again? Smithsonian Anon, Wendigo, and Z Money. That's a cool name, Z Money. Yeah, dude, 15 minutes left. If anybody else wants to join us, I think we lost Crappy Tires.
I think it's that's not a bad time, no?
Yeah, cool. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying. Op No Pro. Your thoughts.
Ron. Well, I'm just. Is Cleista on the phone with us, or is he just in the chat room? He just said it. There's an imminent collision. I was curious if that's real.
Collision with the satellite?
That's what he said. Imminent collision.
I would say stay underground. Stay covered.
Well, yeah. Don't face the flash.
Dude, I think by the time it makes it enters the atmosphere, it's not gonna be hardly anything.
That's what they're hoping, Vince. But it depends at what speed it enters and how the bounce takes place. So we'll see. But they don't think it'll be anything sizable over any populated area. So I have a feeling they'll probably be right. But I was seeing some of your people say that we're worried about this stupid little satellite. We don't know where it was yesterday coming in, but we can put a man on the moon. Some of your viewers were saying that. It's kind of cool. Although there's a lot of confidence. Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome, man. You're at my birthday. I remember that place.
Never went to the moon.
No, that's right.
You know, Eugene?
Eugene McCartney?
Eugene from Google Bordello.
I never used that Bordello. I'm sorry. I don't remember that one.
No, it's a band, Go-Go Bordello.
Oh, I thought it was a Bordello.
I play them on my show all the time. I play them all the time on my show.
Well, I'm sorry to talk
I'm
about
gonna play
the Bordello.
Some, yeah, but in fact, that'll be my outro music tonight will be Go-Go Bordello. Thank you for reminding me. It's Friday, Free Ball Friday. We're going to Go-Go Bordello.
Go-Go Bordello is tits. That's what Wendigo's saying.
Dude, if you go to a Go-Go Bordello show, you will be lucky more than likely be lucky enough to see some tits.
It's a
always
kid.
A party, dude. It's a party. Go-Go Bordello shows are a goddamn party, dude.
Much as I enjoy tits, but you know, yeah. Where is it? Is it like? Oh, you mean where do they play normally? Do they still play then?
That's a wrap. No, they're a global band. They're an international band. They made their fame as a band out of New York City, but they're basically a traveling gypsy punk band. And they don't. The lead singer Eugene Hoots, he's a nomad. He's a gypsy. He lived in New York for a long time. Formed the band in New York and. Basically tours around with the band all the time. They're one of those bands that's just eternally on tour, whether they have a record or not. They're just always on the road. And I think now he calls Rio his home. I think he lives in Brazil now, but he's still just a traveling nomad gypsy punk, and he's badass. And he always has a really tight band, and the energy at his shows are fucking amazing. And
I'll make sure I listen after the show.
Yeah. Pull your panties up, dude, if you have them on. You shouldn't have them on, though. It's Free Ball Friday.
No, I'm jacked into a glory hole right now thinking about phone booth.
I believe it. Please don't conjure up that image. Thank you.
Okay.
This is radio, dude. It's theater of the mind.
This is like the
keep his radio in one place, his work out another.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Omar fell asleep with Crappy that just tweeted that he fell asleep on the show.
Joseph K. Black. You guys follow
hand in hand.
Do you guys follow Joseph K. Black on Twitter?
My phone didn't die.
Yeah. Why
nope.
are you picking all the ones?
That Joseph K. Black fucking cracks me up, dude. He changed his avatar to some like 50s like cyborg with a laser shooting out of his eyeball, and he
there we go.
He just randomly says shit like activating my laser. This is so hilarious, dude. He's so pitch perfect. I love that guy, Joseph K. Black. Funny guy.
Supposedly ran that security firm up in Frisco that was supposedly Jester's brother, and they outed him and he took off that day and quit the company. It was pretty interesting. Joseph K. Black. It's about 12 nicknames with him. Interesting character. Yeah. Oh, shit. You're coming up some weird ones lately, Vance. You're looking at all the heavy trolls on the other side that would turn you in a second.
Uh-huh.
No way. What a trip. So
yeah.
I was just checking out. I was talking about Joseph K. Black because he said activating his laser. So I looked at his Twitter account, and the tweet he did before that was like 2 hours ago. He retweeted a Sabu tweet, and Sabu was tweeted this video. Have you seen the video, DeMarco, Fallen Soldiers?
Yeah.
It's kind of cheeseball. It's cheesy New York hip hop, or whatever, R&B hip hop. But what caught my eye though is it's on Coke Records, COCH, Coke Records. When I lived in New York, I used to do sound on music videos. One of the many things I did, I used to do playback on music videos, and I did a lot of hip hop videos. A lot of people you'll never ever hear of. And but one of the companies I've worked for is Coke Records. I actually worked on two Jim Jones videos for Coke
Records. Jim Jones Jonestown?
No, Jim Jones. No, not the Jonestown Massacre. No, the hip hop guy,
oh.
Jim Jones. He's out of Harlem. He's in the Dipset. He's Dipset, dude. That's fucking Harlem Dipset, dude. I worked on fucking videos in Harlem at like 4 in the morning with just like a skeleton film crew and in the middle of the fucking hood in the projects at like 4 in the morning with a ton of like thugged out dudes just chilling, you know, tons of weed flowing around. It's just ridiculous. I actually got a nice little crispy nug from what's his face, Jim Jones. He was actually a cool dude. Those motherfuckers, they did like 3 videos in one day. It was insane. But this dude, DeMarco's on the same record label, Coke Records. It's out of New York. I'm wondering. I wonder if he's not Dipset, is he? Anybody know anything about DeMarco? Is he Dipset? Well, whatever. I will do the research on this. I will do the proper research, and I will upload that track and have that for you next time I do my show. I'm not going to upload it now, but I was just peeping that. But he dedicated a track to all the fallen soldiers. And, so allegedly, Commander X is going to be arraigned on the 29th, I believe. And I don't know if I've got that. I saw that mentioned somewhere, but I think I'm going to try to be on the scene and try to see what's up. So if we should, think of like what sort of questions we might want to ask them if you had the chance. Because that's the one thing that I felt at a loss when I saw those folks the last time is I didn't come prepared with any questions. I was just kind of like being, hey, what's up? Just being chill. I felt kind of weird even asking about anything directly associated to the thing because it's kind of, I think it's sensitive at this point when everything's preliminary and everything. So I'm not very good with the tactful questions. So if anybody would like to help me formulate some nice, tactful questions that you might like to see, folks, I'd be happy to collate those. Crappy Airbags is peace outing. All right, Crappy Airbags, you're peace outing. Thanks for coming out. Oh, yeah, we got to wrap it up here. We got less than 5 minutes to go. Reefer, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Yeah. Like I said before, need as much support as I can get on that news thing, the syndicated news thing. Anybody who has anything to offer, even ideas, greatly appreciated. If you don't know my Twitter, it's Reefer, like just like my handle in the chat. Just like send me a tweet. If I'm already following you, DM me, I guess. But yeah, like try to get some stuff flowing if you know anything, anywhere, anybody. Like, just try to get this going.
All right, right on. There's the man, Reefer, right on. Major Tech, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Yeah, be on the lookout for assholes who are trying to take advantage of you.
Good words. Appreciate the call. Shagmi, anything you'd like to say in before we part?
No comment.
No comment. Perfect. Appreciate it. And, of course, last but not least, Opno Pro, any final thoughts?
No, just not at all. I'll certainly help you meet X in a heartbeat. We'll get him for a show. We just have to be delicate about the case itself. That's all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the controversial area. They know how to handle it, especially X. He's great at it. And you'll learn some questions by watching the two interviews that I tweeted. I put both of them up, or you can get them again. There's a YouTube couple of them. CBS is up with him and one other one. Quite delightful.
Good times. Thanks for coming out, Opno Pro. Appreciate the input as per usual. And I appreciate all the love in the chat room and to all the people that listen to me live in the archive, the folks that are tweeting me. Thank you for spreading the word on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And one more time, thank you. Oh, I guess I have to, before I sign off, I certainly have to give a major shout out to the cabin crew holding me down subliminally, sort of behind the scenes. Shouts out to you, the cabin crew, for holding me down. Also, everybody in the chat room, the One Angry Jew Bastard SOB just joined us. If that's the real One Angry Jew, you're a little late, bro. We're peace outing. Anonymous Zeke, thank you for tuning in. Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, East Coast, Eric Rasmussen, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Jackal Anon, Join Anonymous One, Callista, Lull's Own, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Op No Pro, Reefer, Robert Pavo, Suze Shagmi, and Suze Smith. And Smithsonian, I can't even say that. Thank you all for Callista. Thank you so much for coming out. Wendigo, everybody, I really appreciate it. Oh, one last call, 858. Who is this? What's up?
Honest to God, what is the show about? Reading names on the thing.
It's the end of the
Does
show.
Does anybody
I'm saying.
Care?
There's like, yeah, these people want to hear their names at the end of the show, dude. They've been hanging out.
Why?
Been,
how do you
like,
know women? How do you know
they've
that?
Been yelling at me because I look at the chat logs after the show's over. I look at the chat logs, and these people are talking to me. I don't even realize it till the show's fucking over. So I'm acknowledging them, okay? You're lucky I'm acknowledging you, you piece of shit. Goddamn One Angry Jew. Always a day late and a dollar short. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I love you all, and we'll make love. I will make love to you again very soon. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, yo. And here's some Go-Go Bordello. Good night.
This is my regular speed. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? Without ringing all alarms, without no bells going cars, without emptying the bars, without doing with your charge. 60 revelations per minute. This is my regular need. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? I'm gathering new generation that's gonna stand up to it. To this karaoke, karaoke dictatorship. Where posers and models and guitars boogie to the shit for beat. I make a better rock revolution alone with my dick.
Thank you very nice.